Hey folks, welcome to the Rate Update with Dan Friel. My name is Dan Friel, where I try to educate you guys on what in the world is going on in real estate right now, especially when it comes to mortgage rates. So we got rates just peaked over. They're almost at the decade's high again, where we were back in last November. We hit about 7.375. You're going to see that on the screen up in here. But we're going to go over rates in a second. I want to explain to you guys what in the world's going on here. So what we want to start out with is the economic calendar for today. So in the economic calendar today, the one number that basically everybody was sitting on the sidelines for was the PCE. And that's right down here. It came out at 8:30 this morning. The PCE is actually the number that the Federal Reserve mostly monitors when it comes to inflation. So this is their go-to number. So if you look at the numbers down there, the previous number that came out was inflation raised at 0.3%. All the economists were thinking that this report was going to come in the middle number says 0.3. They thought it was going to come in equal to what we saw in the rearview mirror. Well, it came in at 0.4. So as soon as I saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is going to make the stock market crash and then the bond markets crash and everything else. I'm like, okay, well, let's go over to it. Let's look at it and see how bad it is. The stock market's up 300 points. Are you kidding me? What in the world is going on? Well, it's right here. Dow Jones up 300 points. Hopefully debt ceiling is reached. So I guess the inflation numbers are, that's all old news now, because it's like the bank crisis about 30 days. Now that's old news. So now it's all about the debt ceiling. So let's look in detail of what they're looking at. So here's what I wanted to do. I want to show you guys the national debt. So if you want this chart, just go over to US debt clock or something like that .org. And you're going to see, here's our national debt, 31. I don't even know the number. I'll say bagazillion. Okay. So just work with me on this one. We're at 31 bagazillion. How did we get there? Well, let's go down to a little section down through here, and it's the M2 money supply. Well, what the M2 money supply is exactly is this. The M2 money supply is the U.S. Federal Reserve's estimate of the total money supply, including all of the cash people have on hand, plus all the money deposited in checking accounts, savings accounts, and short-term savings vehicles. Okay, so this is how much money we have as consumers in the bank. All right, so let's go down through this, and I want to just show you something here real quick. If right on the bottom of the screen that you're going to see right over here, that's the M2 money supply. It shows you how much money is in circulation. There's a little bit of a difference. Do you see this number coming down by the thousands by the second? Okay, well, that's how much money we have in circulation. But the number right below that, the number that's five times less, was where we were just 20 years ago. So the federal government should basically, well, let's look at it this way. How did people get so much more money? Well, it's right up here. They sent out, the government over the last pandemic sent out the most money in stimulus money than they ever have in history. And if you want to check out some of my videos that I did a few years ago and send, guys, I know you guys are loving these checks and it's helping out tons of families, but this is going to create a really big problem. And that problem is going to be inflation. Inflation is basically this. You have too much money chasing too few goods. It pushes up the price. Think of the Mona Lisa. There's one. Okay, people are going to spend millions of dollars for that Mona Lisa because there's one. If there was a million of them, the price would be $100. Okay, so do you get my thoughts on the supply demand of things? So that's kind of what was going on. We had a supply chain issue. Then we have all this money, and don't just take my word for it. It's here on the screen. The money to supply is five times more than where we were just 20 years ago. So there's way too much money in circulation. So the Fed's trying to get that money or suck that money out. They're increasing rates and doing everything they can. So that is on the forefront of what's happening. What's going to happen here is all this fear mongering and everything. So they're going to come in and they'll settle this. They'll come in, you know, it might be before June 1st. It might be after June 1st. How is June 1st all of a sudden the drop dead date? Well, it's not really, but it's what a lot of the media uses, because here's how they figure it. Economists look at how much the government is expected to bring in through tax payments. Okay. Like our paychecks, how we get paid. And then when those payments are expected to arrive, they have to be able to have enough money to pay their bills. Like me and you. You get our paycheck on, maybe it might be payday for you, for a lot of people today. It's Friday. God bless you. So you get your paychecks and then you're going to make your car payment, your mortgage payment, and the student loan payment, and this other payments and so forth. And then you're at what's left afterwards. Well, right now it's not that much. I hate to say it, But that's what's going on with how this works. So June 1st is just an estimate. Is it a drop dead date? No, but they have to come to some date because otherwise politicians are just going to kick the can and kick the can and kick the can as long as they possibly can. Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. Let's get over to some other news that's out right now. FOMC minutes show the staff predicts recession starting in Q4. Now, this is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, people that sit on the board, they're one of the, well, they're supposed to be some of the smartest people in the whole world when it comes to economics. They're predicting a recession to start in Q4. Scary. So what usually happens in a recession? Well, you have dramatic job losses. You have a pullback in our production of stuff. And because of all that, you usually have a lot of people losing their jobs. Okay, and that's why it all happens. So the Federal Reserve, their look at this is, well, if things go into a recession mode, there's going to be less people working, less income. That's going to be sucking a ton of money out of the system. Hopefully, people will start spending less because they don't have that amount of money, and inflation will drop. Okay, so that's one theory behind this. And does it work? It's pretty bad way to do it, but yes, it usually works. But what normally happens is the Federal Reserve overshoots. They overdo it in regards to the stimulating of the economy, and then it starts this an increase in inflation, and then they have to pivot because they messed up the whole system. So they don't have a very good track record of this because the last five recessions, what happened with mortgage rates? They went down 1.8%. So let's look at it right now. If rates are 7.2% and they drop 1.8%, we're back in a range that's a little bit more comfortable for you when it comes to affording a new house if you're looking to buy a new home. So the next thing we want to look at is what's going on in the markets right now. So we showed you what's happening in the stock market. That's up, 300 points or so. So what's actually happening in the bond markets? Well, we have the 10-year treasury. It's up just a hair right now. But we have the MBS market. Rates are skyrocketing once again. So we're seeing on your screen right here in the middle, this is the mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. So we don't look at the 10-year treasuries. We don't look at anything else when we're trying to figure out what's going on with rates. We look at right here, what this market is telling us, because the yield in this bond is what creates mortgage rates, okay? So what happens is when this number goes down, you're seeing it's down 14 ticks right now. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. So this is representing the price of the mortgage-backed security bond. So if the price goes down, we see rates go up. There's an inverse relationship. Look at what just happened within the last couple weeks. So the debt ceiling scare started coming about mid-month or so. You can see that right here. This is what I hate about this calculation. You can see it right through this time frame here, just go up from here. And then we've been down, 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 and down ever since. So again, when this goes down, mortgage rates go up. We were at 6.25 about 2-3 weeks ago. We're where now? We're right here. 7.125, and it's probably going to go up a little bit more today. So we might be teetering at 7.25 by the end of the day. 52-week high here is 7.375. So we're basically right there where we were last November. Okay, so what are these rates? Why do I post these rates? Well, these rates are the national average. And what happens is Mortgage News Daily, they survey mortgage lenders all over the country and say, if you had a borrower looking to buy their first house, it was going to be their primary home. They have a 740 credit score and they're putting 20% down. So let me repeat it again, because that's crucial. It's basically they're painting the perfect scenario. So you're buying your first house. Okay, so you get some perks for that. You have a 740 credit score. Well, you used to have perks for that, before there's the administration changed some things. So then they say, if you're out there, you're putting 20% down, you have a 740 credit score, what's your rate? And this is the averages. These are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. So if you're out there and you're like, I would really like to kick the tires on residential real estate. What can I do? Well, if you already own a house, we'd love to help you if you're looking to maybe consolidate some debt with a home equity loan. Maybe you need your elderly or senior citizen and you need a reverse mortgage. Maybe it's your parents, your aunt, your uncle. Somebody needs a reverse mortgage. If you need to know more about that, please call us. I took 4 or 5 applications this week on reverse mortgages. I'd love to help. If you're out there saying, hey, I'd like to qualify or see if I can qualify to buy a house, what do you need to do? Well, a few things. I always get confused. Just give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can apply now online. Or if you're sitting out there and you're like, I got some questions, I don't know if I would qualify. There's a consultation button down below. Just click that, schedule an appointment. You have a one-on-one consultation with a mortgage advisor so we can answer any and all the questions that you have. So I appreciate you guys watching. Please have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the holidays, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.